Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Have you ever went outside of your house looking to accomplish a goal, looking to look for a particular thing, looking for something? Have you ever went outside of your house and find what you was looking for? Did you go outside with intention, or did you recognize as you are stepping outside of your comfort zone, you are unlocking your potential, you are unlocking your discovery, you are unlocking your new pathway? Have you went outside and discovered there's more there for you than you can ever imagine? If you answer yes to any of those questions, and this video is just for you. This podcast episode is just for you because we're going to dive into the topic of why going outside of your comfort zone with intention is so important for you to get to the next step. So if this is your first time, welcome to an episode of Failure is Knowledge podcast, where we turn learn lessons into success, and we can take that first next step to become the best version of ourselves. So if this is your first time, make sure you hit that like, make sure you hit that subscribe, and let me know in the comments below what you think, what your thoughts are about going outside to look for a particular goal, look for a particular skill, and meet someone new. The one thing that I've learned while being on this journey is that everything that you go through, you're experiencing it for a particular reason, because you are putting yourself here, you're putting yourself there, you're putting yourself in the situation. The reason why it's so critical, the reason why it's so important, because in order for you to really get to the next step, you have to understand what the next step looked like. For a while, I had no idea what the next step looked like for me. And I was so clueless. I was so, my path and direction was so, I was lost. And I was trying to find myself. It was a struggle because I didn't know how to discover myself. So over the last couple of months, I've been learning more about the importance of stepping outside of my comfort zone, the importance of challenging myself, and the importance of trying something new. If I don't try things new on a daily basis, how can I get to the next step? How can I understand that the next step is waiting for me? I just have to step into it. How do I understand that? How do I recognize that? And when I start to understand that everything that you do, you have to go through a process. You have to go through a beginning phase. You have to learn what you are doing. Because when you go outside with intention, not only do you have intention, you have a goal, you have a reason, you have a purpose of why you want to do some things. So I'm around this boy right here. Go outside with intention. Go outside with intention. Go outside with in. There we go. Go outside. Dog it. And I'm gonna show it right here. Go outside with intention. Okay. Let me put that back. Let me strain this up. I just hit the crap out of this computer. All right. Okay. There we go. Go outside with intention. And it's so important to recognize what the intention looks like. When I started my journey half a decade ago, I had no goal or reason of why I was doing the videos I was creating. I just wanted to create it because I thought something was going to come from it. I'm thinking when people say don't chase the money, let the money come to you, the money has yet to come because I was chasing the wrong thing. And over time, as I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing wrong, what I need to improve on, what I'm struggling in, it's showing me that you are struggling in a way where you're not understanding that you have to have intention to help others. And so it taught me, not only did it teach me a lesson, it showed me the importance of having a goal to pursue, having a goal to pay attention to. You can't be intentional if you never reach for something. You can never be intentional if you never try something new. You can never have intention if you don't understand the purpose behind it. And so over time, it was a struggle for me because not only did I not have intention, I didn't know what intention was. And to have intention means to have purpose behind a reason why you're doing things. If you don't have intention, if you don't have a goal, if you don't have a reasoning that will push you, you won't do it. You won't do it with meaning. You won't do it with purpose. You won't do it because it's something that brings you enjoyment. You're doing it because you're just trying to accomplish so much more than you can ever imagine. When I first read, I think it was Rich Dad Poor Dad. I read the book in August of 2020. By September of 2020, I thought I was going to be a millionaire. Within a month time frame, I thought I was going to be a millionaire. Not knowing that there's work and a process that has to go through that in order for you to get to that next step. Now I'm still working towards that step. And what I didn't understand is that you really have to bring a lot of value to other people. You really have to help a lot of people. You really have to want to help a lot of people. So not only was it something that I had to learn along my journey, I had to really understand why I'm learning this. When I gave a presentation the other day, I gave this presentation, and this gentleman that was in the audience, he heard me deliver my talk. Towards the end of my presentation, he came to me. He was like, your bio, your success is good and all, but you're only focusing on yourself. For the people that's reading your stuff, why should they care? You have to show your customers that you care about their success. Because when you care about their success, you will get your success. Zig Ziglar says if you help enough people get what they're looking for, you will eventually get what you are seeking. And when I first heard it, I didn't fully understand it. I want to write that down because you gotta help others. Help others. You gotta help others. You gotta help others. When I first heard that quote by Zig Ziglar, I just thought it was a nice saying. I just thought it was a nice little quote that somebody said. Until recently, I start to see the importance behind the quote. Until you help enough people get what they're looking for, what you are looking for will eventually come because you've helped a lot of people. It was the helping part that I was so confused with because I didn't understand how to do it. I didn't understand why I'm doing it. And it was a struggle for me because I didn't understand the importance behind it. Yeah, I'm not saying in a particular in a bad way, but I'm saying I didn't see how helping others was really important for you to get to the next step. And it wasn't until this guy, he came and talked to me. He just said, you have to be willing to show others that you care. Then I'm like, how do you show people that you care? He was like, show that you care. Do things that show them that you care. Communicate with them. Be open to them. Like, understand them. See them. Hear them. Show people you care. Because when you show people you care, you have to really care. And when he said that, I'm looking, I'm like, huh. What a good point. I'm thinking this whole time, I'm explaining how I care. Because I want to help entrepreneurs launch their podcast so you can start sharing your story with the right audience. I'm thinking I'm helping. It wasn't until my delivery had to change for me to really help other people. For me to show that I'm helping someone, that I have to physically
walk through someone why I care. Now, I'm not saying that you have to do it. Actually, what I am saying is that it's a great lesson to learn. Because it's something that's going to help you get to the next step. Until you learn how to help other people get what they're looking for, solve their problems, solve their pain, and turn their pain into something that can put a smile on their face, then that's going to be a hard time trying to figure out what you are looking for or what you are trying to gain, because you're not helping others gain their momentum, gain their success, gain their... What is it? Gain their intention. Until you help others get where they were looking for, get what the pain that they were going through, this is when you start to position yourself differently. I had to position myself differently because I didn't know I was positioning myself differently. I didn't know I was sticking to the group. I didn't know I was sticking to what everyone was doing. Not knowing until you show someone why you care, this is how you make a difference. This is how you make an impact. This is how you help other people become the best version of themselves. You take your interest out of it. I'm learning how to take my interest out of it and focus on the next person's interest. Like, what are their pain points? What are their problems? What are they looking for? Why is that important to them? I want to learn more about them. I want to learn about the person I was speaking to. I want to learn more about the other person. Now, granted, when they start asking me questions, I start to share more about myself. On my main priority, whenever I go into a new conversation, a new place, a new environment, is to really focus on the person I'm speaking to. I went to this event Saturday. And it was a pop-up event that I was able to attend. And when I'm there, I'm setting everything up. I'm getting my table. I'm getting my cloth. I'm getting everything that was in my box, putting on the table so it could be displayed. And so on the table, I had three different flyers that said three different things. One was for the podcast. One was for a three-week podcast training. And another one was a testimonial with stickers, business cards, motivation cards, and wristbands on the table. Excuse me. So as I'm putting this stuff on here, I had attention to really talk about podcasting. Excuse me. I had attention to talk about podcasting because I want to help others launch their podcast. And since I want to help others launch their podcast, I have to show how I can help others launch their podcast. And so I start speaking with one of the customers that came in. They're looking at all the tables, talking to everyone, just walking through the line, just moving. And then they proceed to stop at my table. Once they stopped at my table, they read the signs. They read the table. They read the stickers. I have a sticker with a man put his hands on his head. And someone said, she was like, "Is this prayer? Like, is this person praying?" I'm like, it wasn't supposed to be that. What it's supposed to be was someone going through a hard time, putting their head down because it's a hard moment. She was like, "When you're going through a hard time, what do you do?" I said, "Pray." I looked at the logo. I looked at the picture. I said, "Ah, that was good. That was good." It was good because it was something I wasn't expecting. It made it even better because someone else saw that. I had an intention to focus on podcasting, and when others came, they had an intention to understand what you have for me. How can you help me? Why does this even matter? And why should I listen to you? Many people in life only care about the interest for themselves, which is no problem at all. But if you can make it about the other person, this is where you get all the information. This is where you bring value. This is where you help. This is where you show that you care. Because now you're listening to them. Now you're hearing them. Now you're seeing them. And this was an incredible lesson because when you help others, you have to be willing to take yourself out the equation. You can't do nothing. You can't help the next person in looking for something in return. If you're going to help this one person, help the person. Like, they might not even pay you back. They might not even have the money to pay you back. That's absolutely okay. What matters is that you're helping someone with the intention, with the intention of helping them. And once you have the intention of helping them, you help them because now you're showing that you care. It was a struggle for me to understand why that was important, because one, I didn't understand business. Two, I'm still learning. Three, the importance behind showing others that you care is really putting yourself in their shoes and say, I want to help you get to the next step. But before I help you get to the next step, I understand where you are at. I understand your struggle. I understand your pain. I understand. And for you to overcome your pain of not being confident on camera, for you to overcome your struggle of not knowing how to share your story, and for you not knowing how to speak to the right audience, it comes from you understanding the process that you have to go through to know that others care for your story. Everyone that I spoke with this past Saturday when I attended a pop-up shop and was one of the vendors, I'm there listening to people's stories. And everyone's story was completely different, and everyone's story was amazing in its own way. And it taught me that when you have a story, when you have meaning, when you have a message, you have to be willing to share it because someone is willing to listen to you. Someone needs your message. Someone needs your words. So when you go outside, you have to go outside with intention, because if you don't have intention, you can't get to the next step because you're not focused on helping others. To help others, you really have to show that you care for others. Until you show that you care for others, why should anyone listen to you? This was something that I really had to learn in order for me to get to the next step, because the next step is not only stopping me, but I was stopping myself. How can you get better if you never find a way to help others? As I'm learning business, as I'm learning the language of entrepreneurship, everyone that I come in contact with say, I help blank do blank to do that. I help entrepreneurs launch their podcast so they can get confident on camera. Everyone has to help someone, but in order to help someone, you can't speak to everyone. Because in order to help everyone or help others, you have to know that you can help everyone. And what this means is that there's a lot of people on this world, there's a lot of people on this planet. In fact, over almost close to 8 billion people. It's a lot of people on this planet, and if you try to serve or help or focus on 8 billion people, you're going to stretch yourself too thin and stress yourself out. Because you're trying to speak to everybody rather than somebody. When I start learning about business, I'm thinking about social media. All entrepreneurs need social media, so I want to talk to every entrepreneur that has a business. Not knowing if I'm talking to everybody, I'm not talking to nobody. And when I'm not talking to nobody, I'm not speaking to nobody. Why is that important? Because you have to be willing to speak to someone so you can help them. You have to be willing to look at someone so you can help them. You have to be willing to hear someone so you can know how to help them. Even if you have to also recognize if you can help them. Because it also comes from your experience. When you go outside, you have to go outside with intention. When you step outside of your comfort zone, you have to step outside with you looking to accomplish something. You can only accomplish something. You can only accomplish this goal. You can only accomplish what you are putting your mind to when you understand that you have to have intention behind helping others, behind serving others, behind really putting others' needs first. Because when you put others' needs first, eventually you start to get what you are looking for. I'm learning while being on this journey that eventually it will come. But I have to keep putting myself out there. Because if I keep showing up, if I keep posting, if I keep being consistent, it will pay off because it's already paying off. It's paying off in ways where I can help entrepreneurs launch their podcast. They say the money's going to come. What if I say the value's going to come when I start helping other people? Now, I want to say that money isn't a bad thing. Money isn't a scary thing to speak about. Money is something that we all have to use to survive. And it's understanding how to use the money that will help us survive. And I'm still learning the process of growth that you have to keep developing, you have to keep improving, and you have to keep studying how to become better. Because if you're not studying how to be better, how do you become better? You become better by understanding that you have to be willing to step outside to start meeting people, to step outside to learn more about others, to step outside to build your strength within others. Because when you help others, you're discovering what works best. When you help others, you're discovering how it can be improved. When you help others, you're showing that the results that you have came from what you have done to get to the next step. When you look back, you have to help other people get to the next step. And as you continue to move up, you have to keep bringing somebody down. You have to keep bringing somebody up. Every level that you go through, you have to continue to build somebody up. The more you build someone up, the more growth you will have over time. Because now you're helping others get to the point where they've been thinking about for a long time. I remember I had went to this gas station. And when I went to this gas station, one guy asked me, he said, man, you cleaner than a whistle. He said, man, what you do? I said, man, I help entrepreneurs launch their podcast. Said it just like that. I said, help entrepreneurs launch their podcast. He said, for real? He said, man, I got a cousin that do podcasts and she can always use some help. I said, really? I said, really? I said, that sound good. I said, what's your number, man? I'll stay in contact with you. He gave him the number and he was like, okay, cool. This is what she needs. I said, let me try to call her. Let me try to shoot her a message to say, hey, are you even interested in launching your podcast? Because what I've learned over the past few months, if I'm not asking, are you interested in launching a podcast, 9 times out of 10, they would say no. Because that I haven't asked them, have they thought about launching a podcast? Whereas when I start asking, have you thought about launching a podcast? That would be more open to answer questions because it's something that I've experienced. It's something that I want to help others with. It's something that I know I can help others with. I just have to continue to help others to know that I'm making a difference, that I'm making an impact, that I'm showing others how to get to the next step. Getting to the next step is the most important step there is. Because if you're not getting to the next step, how do you grow and improve for yourself? You have to recognize where you are at today and know that you can become better over time. The next point I want to hit on is when you help others, you have to be patient with others. You have to be patient with others. You have to be patient with others because if you're not patient with others, how do you help others? I'm going to show it in the camera. Yeah, you got to be patient with others. Just because I understand podcasting doesn't mean everyone that I come encounter with understands podcasting. And I'm thinking podcasting has been around for a long time. It has been. But a lot of people are not using it. A lot of people not even studying it, how to perfect it, how to get better with it. When I start going around and sharing that how I help entrepreneurs launch their podcast so they get comfortable on camera, I'm not only understanding that a lot of people are not comfortable on camera, they also struggle with podcasting. They also struggle with being consistent. But all this came from me understanding their first problem, which is being confident on camera. And it also came from me understanding the second problem, which is knowing how to share your story. And the third one is knowing how to speak to the right audience. You can't speak to everybody, because across all these social media platforms, there's a lot of people there. There's a lot of people on these social media platforms. So it's going to be difficult to really speak to someone. I'm sorry, it's going to be difficult to speak to everyone if you're not speaking to someone. When you start speaking to someone, now you understand how you can bring outside, or how you can go outside with intention. You have to be willing to understand who you are speaking with and speak in their language. I gave a presentation the other day. I didn't speak in the language of the customer. I spoke in the language of the profession that's been learning more about podcasting. And as I'm watching the video back, I'm like, man, this is horrible. But it's okay because I did it. It's okay because I improved. It's okay because my delivery was amazing. I just have to find a way to continue to connect with the audience so that way I can be more consistent with connecting with them. If you are a customer and listen to someone's podcast, wouldn't it be better if you just listen to what they're saying, because they can speak your language, they can connect with you, they can understand where you are from, understand what you have been through, understand everything that you are going through. Because it's something with intention. You have to be purposeful to know that you can get to the next step. But it's understanding that the next step is going to take some time. The next step is going to take time, more effort for you, because you have to get yourself out of the equation. If it's two people, you have to subtract one, because one is going to be that other person. One is going to be you. When you have patience with others, you start to recognize why that's okay. Because you see their problems, you understand their language, and you recognize what they are going through. Because to get to the next phase, to get to the next journey, to get to the next step, comes from a decision. And this decision has to be made in order for you to get to the next level. If I'm willing to help others, I have to understand how to help others. If I'm willing to help others, I have to really got myself out of the problem or out of the pain. I have to be able to get the person to the next step. Because if I want to help, I had to help myself first. But since I had to help myself first, I had to be patient with myself. I can't give patience if I don't know how to be patient within myself. And so I learned. I took the time to educate myself, took the time to study the importance of having patience with yourself. You no longer are hard on yourself. You no longer are struggling with positivity. You no longer saying, why me? You are now saying, how can I be better? You are now changing what you're saying to why me to why not me? Because everyone has a story. And in order to pull that story out, it has to be the right moment. Because it shows your commitment to becoming better. You can only become better when you go outside with intention. If you don't have intention, how can you really provide value to other people? What happens in life is that many people stop trying. What if you keep trying to start helping others? And you start helping others because you have a way of helping others. And what if you become patient with helping others? This gives you the advantage to know that you're doing something right. You can only do something right when you have done it for yourself. And once you've done it for yourself, now you do it for others that's around you. Now you find a way to help others that's around you. Now you find a way to really appreciate the patience that you have for yourself. Because it's growth in patience. And when you are patient enough to yourself, you can be patient enough to every other person, because now you are going outside with intention. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit that like button and hit that subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And leave a review on your biggest takeaway on how going outside with intention is going to help you get to the next step. I love to read it, send it to me. And if you're getting value from this, make sure you click this video right here to watch additional videos to market and personally develop within yourself. I appreciate y'all, and then I'll see y'all next time.